26 people from 18 nations took the oath of U.S. citizenship, including a now former Canadian whose name might be familiar to local hockey fans.
And formerly of Canada, Martin Joseph Gaston Biron.
Biron, the former Buffalo Sabres goaltender, explained that although he's been a longtime Western New York resident, he's been unable to vote and thus could not fully participate in the community. He also admitted that being a pro athlete made his path to citizenship a lot easier than the path for many surrounding him.
For a lot of the other people, their stories are much different, much more difficult. And so I'm excited for everybody that walked up and got to have their the flag and everything. So completely different, but it's truly an honor, that's for sure.
Of the 18 nations represented, four have been targeted for travel restrictions by the current administration. Shirmad Saad Jihad, a native of Iraq, was asked about coming from a nation on that list and about those who still want to come here.
The new president, he tried to protect the United States, but like some people really need help, you know, to come here. And I believe people have already like green card or they've been in the United States. I don't believe they need, you know, to get any issue to come or United States again or go out, you know.
Officials at the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural site say it's appropriate to host these citizenship ceremonies there. They explained that citizenship and its responsibilities were important to the man who became a president within those walls. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.